Welcome to the Lady Up America podcast. I'm Diane Canada, your host. I'm so glad you're here today. Thanks for tuning in. Ladies, it is Wednesday, March 27th, and our episode today is entitled Learn to Be Still. Be right back. Lady up around this time. Lady up around this time. Victory on the battleground. We claim it now. Lady up, lady up. Lady up, lady up. So what does it mean to be still in this crazy busy culture that we live in today? You know, I've got a dear friend in Italy. Her name is Grace, and she and I have been friends a long time. She's a life coach, and she helps me through a lot of big decisions in my life. And one of the things that she always says to me, she said, "You Americans are all about the American hustle." She said, "Y'all need to learn how to be still." She goes, "You need to learn." In Italy, they have very calm days over there. She would tell me like what a typical day is for her. And, you know, she's like, "Well, we sleep in and then we get up and we have, you know, tea and we have, you know, some breakfast. And then, you know, I might work a little bit and then it's lunchtime and then we go have lunch and then I come back and I have a sabbatical." You know, she'll lay down for a little while. It's like her life is just this calm stillness. And one of the things that she always says to me is, she says, "You know, it's not that I'm lazy." She said, "It'll occur to me what God wants me to do today. It'll occur to me." And, you know, here in America, I mean, it is like, that was such a departure from what I had been taught. I don't know about you, but, you know, I had worked with people over the years, especially coming out of the music industry or different consulting background that I have. And, you know, it was like all about how many calls can you make today and how many eyeballs can you get in front of today and how many, you know, it's just this hustle, hustle, hustle. Every person is an opportunity and, you know, and it just is exhausting. Or you want to be everywhere and do everything and never turn down an opportunity, you know, the FOMO, the fear of missing out, all that. And she's right. We've lost our minds over here. You know, I think it's amazing to be innovative and to be, you know, energetic and to be excited about your life and to go and reach for opportunities. I'm all for that. But what she has taught me over the last several years is that it's an exhausting way to live when you're always on the hustle. And learning to be still is an art form. And it shows a lot of spiritual maturity. You know, when we're always trying to force things, or we're always hustling, or we don't know how to say no, or we're filling our calendar up and overextending ourselves, it's just, you know, there's no peace in that. You know, if I used to fill my calendar back to back to back, you know, like, so like I'd have one meeting end and then I was on my way to the next one. And if one meeting ran late, then it threw off my whole day and it would cause me all this stress. And God forbid if there's traffic and, you know, and it was just, I would come home at the end of the day and just feel like I needed to check myself into a hospital or something. I love Psalm 23:1-6 says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Oh, what a beautiful scripture. I mean, what a beautiful idea. I mean, let's just break that down for a minute. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That means he provides for us. Yes, we have to, it's a dance, and yes, we have our part and we have to show up and do our part. But I think knowing where our provision comes from is so key. And when Grace says, you know, the idea will occur to me, there, we need to get out of the mindset of the hustle. We need to just be aware of our surroundings and be aware of the resources that are right around us and stop trying to get something that's this intangible that's out there that's, you know, this, I don't know, this mass audience we're trying to reach or this, you know, intangible objective we're reaching for. And I think instead we just need to be so fully present in where we are right now, looking around, taking in the colors, taking in the atmosphere, taking in using our senses and taking in, like, how does it smell right now? How does it feel right now to sit here and be with this person or to be in this environment and just be so fully present and knowing that we don't have to be striving and struggling and reaching and forcing, that God is our provider. And when He wants us to do something, it will occur to us. And I have found, I don't know if you found this to be true, but I have found that if I will allow it to occur to me rather than striving for the answer, if I will just be still with Him and let it occur to me, He can propel us forward in a conversation, in a life endeavor, in a business, whatever it is. He can propel us so much further in that one occurrence than we could ever do in a year of striving. And I mean, it is just, if we stop and we think about the most profound things that have happened in our lives, don't you find that it's nothing you really orchestrated, that it was just some random blessing from the Lord? I mean, like, we have to be consistent in showing up and serving Him and doing, our, you know, taking care of our responsibilities, things like that. But I think the key is in defining what our part is, defining what those priorities and responsibilities are, and not taking on a lot of false sense of responsibility, not trying to take on the world, not trying to take on everybody else's responsibility, or not thinking that we are self-made or that we, if we don't do this, this, and this, then, you know, our breakthrough is not going to happen or our, you know, we're not going to be successful. So it's just releasing that need to control, that need to achieve, and knowing that when He is our shepherd and He is our provider, it will occur to us what to do next. So I love this next line. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. There's just so much peace in that. You know, it's just so beautiful to just to think about the rest in God and to know that we're going to fulfill our purpose when we're focused on Him. Another verse in the Bible that I love that says, delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. If we seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then all these other things will be added unto us. I mean, there's so many scriptures that are similar to this that just remind us that it's really not up to us. Like, God's going to get us there. And we are much more powerful and much more effective when we're focused on Him and on just being in His presence and allowing His direction and His guidance to occur to us rather than out there struggling and striving and reaching. And, you know, right now, so I wanted to just go on the scripture, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. You know, we are not living in some bubble where we're pretending that there are not things going on in the world that are very upsetting. You know, there are things happening in our society right now that we would be justified in feeling anger and fear and dread. And there is a shadow of death around us. There are people dying in our country and around the world. And there are things happening that are so unjust and unfair. And I mean, yes, all this is going on around us. There's a big storm around us. But one of the things that I love to say is that the storm can be happening all around us, but it doesn't have to be in us. And, you know, we're not unique. I mean, in Jesus's day, there were plenty of storms too. Remember the story about the storm, on the Red Sea, I think it was, where, you know, the storm's, and Jesus is asleep in the bottom of the boat and the disciples are out there battling this storm and they go to try to wake Him up. And He kind of has this annoyed, you know, ye of little faith, you know, and then He reaches up His hand and He calls peace to that storm. Think about it. He said, peace, be still. That's what he said to the storm. Peace, be still. Well, think about this. When he ascended to heaven, he told us that he's leaving us his peace. He said, not as the world gives do I give to you, but my peace I leave with you. And he said, it's the peace that surpasses understanding. So if he called peace to the storm, and then he said he's leaving an inheritance of peace with us when he ascended to heaven after his resurrection, then we have that same peace, and we can raise our hand to the storms in our life, and we can say, peace, be still. Isn't that beautiful? Be still. He leads us beside still waters. And you don't have to be afraid, and the storm doesn't have to be in you. We're choosing that out of maybe ignorance because we don't realize we have that power to call peace to the storms in our lives. We can't control everything that's happening out there, but we can absolutely control what's going on inside of us. And when we call down that heavenly peace into our soul, no matter what's going on, we can be still and we can have that peace in our lives. And that is so attractive to other people. And, you know, I think about things very deeply anymore. I've been thinking about this a lot that, you know, the only hope we have in America is a return to God. Yes, elections are important, who we elect. I'm always going to be an advocate for going to the polls and voting and all that. Yes, these are things that we want to do. We want to choose better candidates and we want to do, yes, all of that's important. But I'm telling y'all, there's no cavalry coming out of Washington. Like, politics is always downstream of culture. It's a result of the culture. It doesn't create a culture. So our only hope in stilling the waters in America now is a return to that peace and a return to God. And so if we are a hot mess, if we are a storm, if every room we walk in, we're just like a storm coming in, we're a hurricane blowing in, we're stressed out, we're, you know, we've got all these things on our calendar, we're angry, we're upset, we're a mess, we're just like barking and snapping at everybody. If that's how we are, who's going to want that? Who's going to want that? So nobody is the answer. So we come back to the Lord and we get still and we return to our peace. We call down the storms in our life and we return to that place of peace and stillness. That's where the power is. That's when our joy is amplified in our life. I think joy and peace are hand in hand. You know, God says the joy of the Lord is our strength. That means that we know we have total trust in him, that we know he's got this, that all of this is for some divine purpose that we don't understand because his ways are higher than our ways, but we can rest in him because we know that he's got this. We are at peace in our mind and in our heart and in our soul. That is the best possible atmosphere for God's word to penetrate, for us to really be able to hear him. And he will give us ideas. He will give us new reminder. Like, he will give us reminders. He will give us indicators or promptings on what we are to do next. And we have to be okay with just being hungry for the next breadcrumb in our life. And that walking by faith and not by sight. This is where all of this plays out. Like, we just know what we're supposed to do next because we're in a state of peace and calm. God's voice has penetrated through that atmosphere. We can hear him. We don't have all this noise going on in our life. We can hear him. And then he will tell us what we're supposed to do next. And that's all we need to know. You know, and all this striving and struggling and forcing and busyness and noise and all that, it's all storms. It all just settles right down. We call peace to those storms and we lay in that rest and in that trust and in that stillness. And we just listen for his voice and he tells us what to do next. And that next breadcrumb is enough for us today. And yes, we can have goals and we can bring our petitions to God and we can have our goals, but the Lord orders our steps, right? And if we are really truly focused on Him, dependent on Him, then we don't have to worry about the outcomes. We don't have to worry about what's coming next. We don't have to worry about converting somebody or reaching some goal that we've set for ourselves. Or whatever. I think goals are great, but we have to release our attachment to them and leave space for God's purpose in our life. Because I can't tell you how many times I've been headed for a certain goal and I thought that was, you know, going to be the mark of my success, right? And I was full steam ahead, headed for that, not allowing this space that I'm talking about for God. And somehow it gets derailed or I reach it. Let's say I even reach it and it's not satisfying, or I reach it and there's like all this trouble and turmoil there waiting for me at that goal that I didn't anticipate or couldn't have foreseen. I mean, His ways are just so much better than ours. So if we just stop gripping the outcome so tight, then again, I think that adds to our ability to have peace and stillness in our hearts and in our minds. It's like we bring our goals to God, we bring our petitions to God, and we say, Lord, you know, like, you know, I have a goal right now. I'd love to reach millions of women with Lady Up America, right? I feel like these techniques that He's given me have been proven to work, and I want them to be in the hearts and minds of as many moms as I possibly can. So I've got millions of women as my goal, right, to reach with this. And you know what He's been telling me lately? He says, why don't you start with the ones that are right around you? You know, and it was humbling. It was like, you know, you're right, Lord. Diane, why don't you start being still? And why don't you just start focusing on me? Let me worry about who it's going to get in front of. These millions that you have in your heart, it's, you know, it's great that you have this goal, but you know, why don't we just start with pouring in, being fully present with the moms that are just right around, the moms that I'm going to bring across your path today. And He's so right. I mean, I just settled right down, you know, and there's a release of a lot of this pressure that I was putting on myself, right? He'll do it. If He wants it in the hearts and minds of millions of moms, He'll do it. I don't have to force that, you know, but right now I'm focused on you. You are listening to me right now and I'm focused on you. And it's such a peaceful place to come from. I care about you. What's going on in your life right now? What do you need to call peace to the storm about? What storm is raging in you right now that you need to call peace to? Peace, be still. So I love this lesson. I need to be reminded of it over and over and over again. I'll probably do this podcast several more times because I need the reminder. Maybe you need the reminder. It's like we are such overachievers, we moms. Like there's just another gear that kicks in when you become a mom. You have the ability to, your capacity expands so much. You have the ability to handle so much more than you did in days past. But just because we can handle it doesn't mean we should handle it. It doesn't mean that we need to run ourselves ragged trying to achieve things, even when they are beautiful, even when your heart's right, even when you're trying to do the right thing, or even when you're trying to show up in the world for the Lord. We still need to take a look at our schedule and prioritize and say, what's going on today? Have I gotten myself in the deep a little bit here? Do I need to come back into some shallow water and just, you know, show up the best I possibly can today in certain areas and then let other areas go, just apologize or bow out or reconfigure it or reconstruct. Just like today, I'm coming to you on audio instead of video because of the way that my day is structured today. It wouldn't make sense to get all dolled up right now because I'm just going to go get dirty here in a little bit. And then I'm gonna have to doll back up again this afternoon. You know, there's just things we can reimagine our day a little bit, maybe look a few days ahead and say, where can I give myself a little more space? Where can I make sure that my peace is maintained? How can I make sure that I can be still and have that time with the Lord that's so crucial? Like, don't try to go out here and do this world without arming up with the Lord and being in prayer and suiting up against the enemy before you go out. Like that, there are things we can't let go. That time, like the time with the Lord is a priority. Time with your family is a priority. having that stillness where you can create the atmosphere to let it occur to you what God wants you to do next. God will bring that occurrence to your mind, what you need to do next, what's the next breadcrumb. And that's all we need to be concerned about today, you know, and release the outcome. So I just want to read this scripture one more time and leave you with it. And this will be my parting prayer for you today, just so we make sure we have this embedded really good in our hearts today. And as we walk out the rest of this holy week, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. I love the scripture that says, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's Psalm 23:1 if you want to go back and read it. But wow, let's meditate on that today. Peace, be still. I call peace to the storms in our life. Peace, be still. And Lord, we lay down today beside still waters. In our minds and our hearts, we just get still with you today, Lord. I hope this has been a blessing to you. I will see y'all back here tomorrow. I've got a great guest coming on tomorrow, Leah Williams. She has started a conservative Christian radio show, and we're going to have a great conversation. But for today, just remember, be still. See you tomorrow. Lady up. Victory on the battle.